Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and around the world. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and let's not forget either about everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along. Thank you very much. So, again, here we go. Start of the week. Ms. Rosemary DePere, intercessor, and she's been out on a weekend extravaganza, and you are back.
Yeah, for sure. Hi, Captain, and hi, Flippin. Yeah, boy, you got enough in that hour for another 5 hours.
Well, I tried to. Here's what happened.
No, I
had so much information to get out there.
I know. People don't understand. No, you did, really. You got it out.
Just broke a story wide open, and if people want to pay attention, they'll hear about it eventually.
Well, okay. It is the beginning of the week, so we have a reason to raise a hallelujah. Let's go ahead and do it, and then the brilliant, we'll go into this. I've got something I want to read to y'all. Okay. And by the way, this does much better when you hear it sung, believe me. Here's a few words. I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. My weapon is the melody, and heaven comes to fight for me. I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated. How about that one? And the king is alive. That's what we talk about. Uh-huh. The brilliant, brilliant maneuver on our president's part. How could I not talk about that? I want to read something from Joshua, chapter 6. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. No one could come, and no one went out. They were prisoners. So the Lord said to Joshua, I've given Jericho into your hand, and the king and the mighty men of El-Ur. You compass the city, go around the city 6 days. The priests will bear the ark, stand the seventh day, and take your war people, take your war men. It says, all you men of war. I left that out. All you men of war, go around the city. 7 priests shall bear the ark, go around the city 7 times, and then the priests will blow with the trumpets. And it will come to pass that when they have that long blast of the ram's horn, and you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people must shout with a great shout. See, there's a time to give that shout. And the wall of the city will fall down. A lot of you do know this story. Some don't. So, in chapter 6, in verse 16, because I'm skipping a lot here, it says, and it came to pass at the 7th time, just as they said, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, now shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Shout the hallelujah, shout the praise of the Lord. And they did, and the walls fell. You really need to read. It's quite a story. A lot. Joshua battle at Jericho. There's a song about that. But anyway, a lot of you know that story. Some don't, but I bring it to your attention tonight because I think we just took some walls down. I think our thanks to our president and military for one of the most brilliant maneuvers, and no one, very few knew about it, done in ridding the world of, what should I call him, Captain? One of the worst of the worst.
Well, yeah, because even in Bin Laden wasn't going around decapitating people.
No, this guy, and by the way, I didn't even realize that he, the things that this one did. Remember when we were watching all that stuff?
Oh, I know.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the maneuvering that he, that our president was able to do with our military, great military. I don't know about y'all. I have a grateful heart tonight because, you know, we went around that wall 7 times. And let me tell you something. We can now shout, and it's real. We can now say, wow, wow, wow. We're going to shout a hallelujah for sure. We have a reason because it's like winning a huge battle, which we just did. Let's go there. We just did. And we know there are more battles on the way. We know there's tremendous wins.
Can I interject something?
Oh, anything, sir.
We won the battle, but we didn't win the war yet.
I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say that. Many more battles ahead, but this is a great way. This is a great entrance into that. And we know what he can do now. And you're right. We've got to keep on keeping on. We cannot give up and say, oh, no. The voting's important. The constant we don't give up. Oh, no. The battles have begun, but we can see. What I love is we can see how they are won. Our president, we have to stand behind him. And we have to give him credit. Sometimes he does things and we don't understand it, but all the time he's making these little maneuvers. And this was a brilliant one. I've got to say myself, this was a brilliant one. That's right. We have a war yet, but you know what? I think I know the ending of that one too. We just have to keep with the battle and don't give up. Don't ever think you can retreat. I've learned there is no retreat. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless you all. I'll get you Wednesday night. I have to catch up with work tomorrow night for sure. I had a rough weekend. God bless you all. I love you. And remember, God loves you, and he is in charge ultimately. Thank you so much, Captain, for all your information, and God bless you.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her. And, you know, this action comes with a warning. Analysts, military officials, and some lawmakers have cautioned that al-Baghdadi's demise creates an entirely new set of national security challenges, including the risk that ISIS could lash out with a string of terrorist attacks anywhere and everywhere, and the potential for the group to continue its transition into a more covert network resembling al-Qaeda in the years after the September 11 terrorist attacks, and the chance that al-Baghdadi's successor could actually seek to be making peace with al-Qaeda in the hopes of forming a new terrorist supergroup in the Middle East. And all of that, to you, I say, is happening as we speak. That's what al-Baghdadi was doing. That's why we took him out when we did. More about that on Wednesday when I talk to Colonel Jim, who is going to be putting a totally in-depth report together for us on that one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot from Kirkland, Washington, right outside Seattle, the owners of Relief Factor. And that's a product that I've been taking for a little bit more than 3.5 years right now, and it works for me. So if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain like I have been, arthritis is what my problem is. If you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, joint pain of any type, muscle aches too, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. It is it's a very practical, natural remedy that does not have any narcotics in it. Okay, that's the way I wanted to put that. And I found myself getting relief in just about 2 weeks of use. Now, that was me. Now, a lot of people that are taking Relief Factor are still taking it. About 80% of the people that started out with it said, "Boy, this is working for me. I'm going to keep it going." Now, what you do is when you get your Relief Factor, your 3-week quick start, you're going to get it for exactly 3 weeks. You take the pills, which is a packet of 4, I might add. You take the pills, easy to swallow, 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. That would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because they tell you to take it with a meal. And it's $19.95, the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling to get it to you. About $25 or $26, they're about to get it to you within 3 days. You take it, and simply put, it works. I don't know what there is that's about it, but it reduces the swelling that I have. It reduces not only the ankle pain that I've got, the back pain that I've got with the arthritis from where I broke my shoulder, the arthritis there, my wrist. I've broken both of my wrists before, my leg and my ankle replacement. It just stops the pain. Now, once in a blue moon, I have to take a 4th packet, but that's okay. That's okay to cut the pain, because there'll be some days when the weather's real damp or real cold or whatever that I just have to take that 4th packet, and that cuts it down. And you can do that, all right? But in the meantime, Unless you start it, you don't know what it'll do. So go to the website, relieffactor.com, Captain, relieffactor.com, Captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. Again, relieffactor.com, Captain. All you have to lose is pain, and that's quite a bit when you consider the fact that living without pain is a whole lot better than living with it. All right. You heard me last hour's flip said it was all wound up and all that. Well, I was, because I was telling you stories that you should have heard. I was telling you the news about this ambassador. And once I found out about Bill Taylor and all these financial connections that were involved that he was directly linked to, then I went, oh, now wait just a second here. Because I was thinking, just like everybody else, well, he's a West Point grad. He served in Vietnam. He's a decorated veteran. He went to work for the State Department. He's done very well there. Was a former ambassador to Ukraine. This guy's pretty good, right? Wrong. Wrong. The money ties him directly to George Soros and his affiliated groups. The think tank that he has been involved in since leaving the State Department, all of this is wrapped right into George Soros. And what's even more interesting is we can prove it. We can prove it. Now, the mainstream media that wants to choose to ignore this, so be it. But the information is out there. It's being given to my network. It's being given to the news network that I'm affiliated with, too. It's also being sent to some other agencies. And eventually you will hear about it because they're going to run their own little venting and do what we've already done. But this has been something that has been vetted over the past 3 to 4 months. So it's not something we just came out with in the last few days. And you'll hear Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables book author, and me tomorrow going over this whole thing from start to finish. And I'll be talking about it a little bit more during my segment with Frank Silvato, because Mr. Taylor has been caught up in the money trail that leads right back to George Soros. And when you got George Soros and Adam Schiff and money being used to corroborate things and bring witnesses to the table and all that, then guess what? You can't believe a word of it. Now, the U.S. suffered no serious casualties on the raid on al-Baghdadi's compound. There was one military dog, I was told, was wounded. Apparently that dog will survive, but still that's the one casualty that I am aware of. A large number of ISIS fighters and Baghdadi's guards were killed. Attempting to escape, Baghdadi dragged three of his children into a dead-end tunnel along with him and ultimately detonated an explosive vest that he was wearing, killing himself and the children rather than allowing himself to be captured. Now, there was a report of one of his wives being with him and that she may have also had a suicide vest and may have blown herself up. Don't know. But before and about the same time, I haven't quite got exactly the chronology on this because I'm not privileged to some of the classified information. But somewhere along the line, either when the raid started or just before, they bombed the compound that he was in. And then there was the raid. And then there was a massive firefight. Now, the raid also shows the interrogation of the captured ISIS fighters in recent months who provided news about Baghdadi's possible location. Now, I believe, and this is just me talking out loud, and I've got some other military fellows that are agreeing with me on this, that when we announced that we were leaving Syria, and we went through all the motions of pulling our troops back, that it smoked Baghdadi out. He felt somewhat of a sense of relief to where he actually moved his location from where he was at to where he wound up being at. Now, this I'm being told by some other people, but again, we'll have to wait and see because this is information that will have to come out a little bit later, I guess. But at any rate, we were able to locate them, and we got them, and we had a target of opportunity, and away we went. Unlike the bin Laden incident, this was not a woman and half a dozen guards or whatnot. This was a pretty large contingent of ISIS that were right there with him. And by the way, it was rumored that he was trying to make peace with al-Qaeda because he was in al-Qaeda's district, if you will. Russians were close by, too. And he was trying to make peace with al-Qaeda so he could recruit from them and create this super terrorist cell organization that might be a lot worse than al-Qaeda ever hoped to be. And this is just some of the basic intelligence that we're starting to hear now that's filtering out. Now, we'll know soon, because this information will continue to come out over the next few days until finally we have an after-action report from the Pentagon, and they'll tell us a little bit more, some things that we don't exactly know about right now. But in the meantime, he was called an austere religious scholar, al-Baghdadi, by the Washington Post. The MSNBC reporter at the time on the air referred to this as the killing of an unarmed man and three children. You know, these Dems just don't get it. This was a bad dude we got rid of. This was a guy that was out there beheading people. This was a guy that burned people alive in cages. This was that guy. What part of the word animal don't you understand? And I don't care if he blew himself up with three of his kids. I don't care. The important part is he's dead and we got him. That's the important part. And if the press doesn't want to report it that way, then maybe you ought to stop watching them. Maybe you ought to go somewhere where they actually report the actual truth or try to report the truth of the matter. And again, One America News Now, Newsmax, I have no problem with them. Fox yesterday was okay, but they started to go a little bit liberal, and then they pulled it back. I think they realized that they had to really get in down and dirty with this one and get the details out there, because their audience was not looking to hear about boo-hoo, wah-wah. They were looking to hear about, hey, we got the guy in our gun sights, and we took the SOB out. Okay? And that's what we did. That's exactly what we did. And by the way, if I had been in charge, I wouldn't have told the Democrats either. You can't trust them. All right, I'll be right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask about becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals. I know many of you are in a dead-end job going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion. Some of you may have just gotten out of the military. You've got an MOS or a skill. You're not sure if you want to use it or go on to something else. Well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech.
How'd you like to start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year and even make a lot more than that? It is totally based on you and your ability to be able to do the job. It's that simple. Many people make a six-figure salary as an aviation maintenance tech. Many. It's all up to you. Now, check them out online at naa.edu. That's the naa.edu website. And while you're there, ask to take the tour. Now, you can give them a call, too, at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide, slap open for you. All right, let's talk a little bit more about this fantastic mission that wound up with the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and a whole bunch of bad guys went along with him. They were guarding him. Now, the raid would have been conducted by elements of the Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, out of the U.S. Army base Fort Bragg in North Carolina. It's a sub-unified command of the U.S. Special Operations Command here in Tampa, Florida. Now, JSOC is led by U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Scott A. Howell, and he is the commander that oversees special mission units such as Naval Special Warfare Development Group and the 1st Special Forces Operational Detachment Delta, known to the public as SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force, respectfully. That's who would have been involved in this. And they did a bang-up job, no doubt about it. Now, the raid and final capture and kill phase of the raid was launched and occurred Saturday night and was approved by President Trump sometime late last week. During the successful termination of the raid, word came through unnamed U.S. military and intelligence officials reported to the president that al-Baghdadi had been terminated, a.k.a. killed. In turn, this confirms and validates that al-Baghdadi was the target of the top-secret HVT operation and the last bastion of the country's Islamic-dominated opposition, a faction that's clashed with ISIS in recent years. Now, al-Qaeda was pretty much in the area where al-Baghdadi was killed, near Idlib. That's a very large al-Qaeda presence area. And it's believed that al-Baghdadi might have been there with the blessing of al-Qaeda to try to form some sort of alliance or create a peace deal with them so that they could take on their enemies, the great Satan, the U.S., and other European countries, and anyone else who was in the Middle East, with a much larger force. That's what is believed to have been going on. But did we get to him in time? Don't know. Did we get a lot of intel out of the deal? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, al-Baghdadi led ISIS for the last 5 years, presiding over its ascendancy as he cultivated into a reputation for beheadings and attracted hundreds of thousands of followers to a sprawling and self-styled caliphate in Iraq and Syria. And as the ISIS leader, he remained amongst the few ISIS commanders still at large, despite multiple claims in recent years about his death and even his so-called caliphate as it dramatically shrank. Many of his supporters still joined the cause and were still either at large or some of them were jailed, and some of them escaped from jail when the Kurds were left behind and the Americans pulled out. But we never really pulled out, folks. We went to one end of Iraq, out of Syria to one end of Iraq, over the northwest corner. Sort of kind of made a U-turn and wound up coming into eastern Syria, as we are right now, when it looks like it's going to be a battalion of tanks to sit with about 500 soldiers in the oil fields and see to it that ISIS and Al-Qaeda can't get to them. Because obviously we had intel that, never mind Iran, but that ISIS and Al-Qaeda were trying to get their hands on the oil, which makes sense because they've done it before. Now, an HVT, you heard me use that, is a high-value target. And the initial analysis that we heard late last week was that U.S. coalition forces were pursuing a high-value terrorist target, HVT. And that's about all we heard. Now, the assessment and now the confirmation was that the HVT was, in fact, the ISIS commander, Abu Bakrdi al-Baghdadi, based on intelligence comms chatter and supported by official reporting. Now, that had gone on for several weeks, where we finally got a better idea. And by the way, some of this information came from the Kurds, where we finally got a better idea where this bird was. And he apparently moved from one location to another, and that's how he screwed up, and we wound up actually honing in on him and cornering him just like a rat. And when he ran out of his compound into a cave, he ran into a dead-end cave wearing a suicide vest. Now, there was a report that he was whimpering, crying, and screaming, but I'm not so sure that was him as much as it would have been the kids who were with him. But anyway, he blew himself up inside the tunnel, killing the children. He has 11, so three are gone. Don't know how many more were killed in the house, the compound. It's believed one of his wives also detonated a vest on herself. But we do know that this bad guy, this scourge of the world, this scourge of the earth, this disgusting animal, and I have nothing good to say about this individual or his organization, is gone. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for the world, good thing for America. And if any of these Democrats or anybody wants to come out and say anything bad about, well, he should have this, he should have that, hey, grow up and just go away and hide in your corner and play with your little ball, will you? Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. I wouldn't have told you guys either had that been me. I wouldn't have done it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run.
All righty, there they go, with Smokey the Bandit and that crew just flying around somewhere up there in a big old cloud, because that's about where all of them are right now, except maybe for Frog. But anyway, dangerous fire weather conditions are expected to continue today for California. We'll start with that area because the fires are out of control in Northern California. There's one major fire there that's currently encompassed 85 miles of California. When we started the program earlier tonight, well, actually around midnight, my time, 9 o'clock their time, the fire had been about 10% contained. Now it's gotten worse with the winds that picked up, some gusts as much as 80 miles an hour, and the fire is only 5% contained. So the combination of strong offshore winds with very dry conditions and fuels will lead to dangerous fire weather conditions across parts of California. Now, a number of wildfires are currently burning across the state, including the Kincade Fire, which is the one I just told you about, largest in the state. Critical and extreme threats are likely to persist in North and Central and Southern California through midweek, although Southern California, unless the winds kick up greatly, it'll be a lot better down there. Now, the big threat is north in California. If you're on I-5, if you're on California 99, and you're north of Bakersfield, headed up towards Sacramento, you're going to be having some problems. Smoke, definitely, in between 99 and I-5, and that's going to be a problem. In addition, we've got some freezing temperatures, a frost and freeze advisory tonight in Northern California, as well as in the Medford, Oregon area. High winds in the middle of Washington, southern Washington, and the upper and northeastern part of Oregon tonight, too. Got some high winds headed up towards Cabbage. Now, down in Southern California, you've got a frost and a freeze warning in the San Bernardino Mountains, so be advised of that. And up along Kingman, on down towards Bullhead City, there is a hard freeze warning there tonight, just east of Las Vegas. So if you're on I-40 coming out of Kingman, you probably have the heat turned on tonight. And some winds out there in the eastern part of California, too, out in the high desert. Now, let's go all the way up into Montana and start from there and Idaho and work our way down in some states out there where you've got snow, winter driving conditions. There's a winter snow warning tonight. More than likely, 4th of July, you might be throwing iron up on there tonight. You've got some high winds out in front of all this snow in eastern Montana. This system seems to be working its way east. We'll see how that works out. I-90. Some snow in the middle part of Montana as you go across towards Rapid City. In Wyoming, you have snow in the western part of Wyoming, all the way over from the state line to just about Elk Mountain. And it hasn't quite moved east yet, but it might be moving east. You should see it probably by daylight over in Laramie and possibly Cheyenne. Down in Colorado, winter storm warning, central part of the area. That would be Denver north up I-25 to the Wyoming line and I-76 east going towards Nebraska. Snow out that away. Winter driving conditions there going up over the rock to the left of Denver, the west, as they say, up on top of Vail and Eisenhower Tunnel. Snow up there, winter driving conditions. And also U.S. 50 west and I-35 north down into New Mexico, where, guess what? From Albuquerque, north-south, you've got pretty much winter driving conditions. You've also got snow reported on I-40 east tonight going out into the Four Corners section of New Mexico along I-40, almost to Tucumcari, and snow to the west of Albuquerque out towards the Indian Reservation, the Navajo Indian Reservation, so be advised of that, too. Now, going over east right now, I told you there'd be some changes over in Tennessee and probably Alabama and Kentucky, and there is. You got some high winds up there tonight across most of Kentucky, the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of North Carolina, and the northeastern part of Tennessee. There is some heavy, dense fog tonight in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and it's up I-65 all the way from from about Montgomery to Birmingham all the way to Nashville and to the Kentucky line. You've got some pretty dense areas of fog in there. Kind of skips a little bit going north of Mobile. You don't pick it up till about Montgomery, but it's a hit or miss deal. Looks like the fog is starting to settle in a little bit over there, too. So be advised of that. Now, you got some winds gusting tonight up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin. All there is winds up there to speak of. Nothing else to talk about at the moment. You got some fog up the eastern seaboard. And it looks like as if there'll also be some gusty conditions up in Maine. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and or your Flying J truck stops. They're both one and the same nowadays. You'll find a Pilot Travel Center, and you'd be surprised what you're going to find in there because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. In the Pilot Travel Centers, you'll find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen. Could find a Denny's, a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. Could find a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, and a full-service three meals a day Dunkin' Donut shop, too. It's not just about donuts anymore with those folks. They've got food. Now, the Flying J's, of course, the sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, the Huddle House, the Moe's Southwest Grill. And the bigger ones around the big cities are going to have another add-on in there, maybe a Taco Bell, maybe a Subway, maybe a Pizza Hut. Hard to say, but whatever, but that's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So be advised when you get on over there into one of those places, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. All right. Catwoman and Road Dog are chiming in there, and they are saying... truck won't stop. What? Regenerating when running. Oh, they're having problems. Okay, so, they're having, well, I hope you guys get moving again. You're got fog in Prescott, Arizona. Okay, thanks very much. So you guys be careful out there, and we don't want to be talking about you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and very quickly, we got a lot to talk about tonight there, kiddo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get into anything other than just teasing what we're going to do because we don't have enough time. We've only got about 90 seconds here. But we did have the big takedown yesterday of Abul Bakr al-Baghdadi in Idlib, of all places. Who would have thunk he would have been there? But I think we smoked the guy out because I'm under the impression from what I'm being told that he might have moved. He might have relocated, and we had some tips from the Turks that kind of gave us an idea of what was going on, plus the ISIS prisoners that they captured, too.
No, it wasn't the Turks. It was the Kurds.
I said Kurds to begin with. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I did say Turks. Yeah, the Kurds, right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and Idlib province is teeming with all kinds of al-Qaeda factions, too. So
right.
He was probably there because there's such a pot of nastiness that everybody just kind of stayed away. I mean, so we apparently got this information because we arrested a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a daughter earlier in the summer or
yep.
later in the summer. This summer,
yep.
And from that and his last video, we were able to determine his location. And I think on three times we were going to go perform an operation, and that was kind of pulled at the last minute. But because Trump was pulling out, they kind of had to pull the trigger, no pun intended, immediately.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we'll have a lot more about this. I told you who the units were that were involved on a general nature. But we'll get into all that when we come back, so don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.